For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has been increasingly critical of Saudi authorities, whose story about the death of U.S. resident and journalist Jamal Khashoggi has evolved in the past 2.5 weeks.
They had a very bad original concept. It was carried out poorly, and the cover-up was one of the worst in the history of cover-ups.
The State Department says 21 Saudis will have their U.S. visas invalidated or be made ineligible for visas because of Khashoggi's killing. Speaking through an interpreter, Turkish President Erdogan called it premeditated murder.
Why was there a slurry of incoherent statements? And now there is official acknowledgement that there was a murder. Where is the body?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
USA's Chris Barnes tells us about the best place in America to celebrate Halloween.
Wallet Hub's 2018 Best Places for Halloween report ranks New York City as the top city for the holiday. In coming up with the report, Wallet Hub considered things like candy and chocolate stores per capita, average price per Halloween party ticket, and share of potential trick-or-treat stops. Jersey City, New Jersey was ranked second, Los Angeles third. Total spending on Halloween in the U.S. is expected to hit just over $9 billion this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
National Security Advisor John Bolton has been holding talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Bolton says one thing they discussed was Moscow's interference.
We discussed our continuing concern with Russian meddling in elections and why it was particularly harmful to Russian-American relations without producing anything for them in return.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The search is continuing for a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl who went missing after her parents were brutally murdered. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the latest.
Barron County, Wisconsin Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald has identified two vehicles that are believed to have been in the area of the residence where 13-year-old Jamie Kloss went missing and her parents were killed. Fitzgerald said they're looking for a Dodge Challenger that is red or orange in color, a Ford Edge, or an Acura MDX, both of those being black. Fitzgerald said now is the time, if you know anything, to come forward.
For the community, this is a good time. Now that we have some vehicles of interest, to look for changes in behavior or routine of people. We believe Jamie was in the home at the time of the homicides. We believe she is still in danger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Researchers at a medical university in Vienna, Austria, report that people are eating tiny pieces of plastic inside their food. John Clemens has the story.
The research involved people from the UK and from seven other countries. Lead researcher Dr. Philip Schweibe says he was surprised that the plastic particles showed up from everyone in the study in every sample taken from the different countries.
I was surprised very much that all participants, independently of their place where they live, really had microplastics in their stool. So this shows the sources might be really multiple.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.